Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 17 verses of 2 Thessalonians 2.
2 Thessalonians 2. Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to Him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come.
Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God.
Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion, so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Now, may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word.
In 1992, I read 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3 on the same day. Concerning chapter 2, I wrote, Jesus will slay the lawless one with the breath of his mouth. That's power. There will be no fight, no struggle. Jesus, by his word, will end Satan. Then I wrote concerning verse 15, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught. In 1993 at that men's retreat, I read all of 2 Thessalonians on one day. I summarized it yesterday, but I'll summarize it again today. Concerning 2 Thessalonians, I wrote, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, because there will be a deluding influence so that they may believe what is false. Work so we won't be a burden to others. In 1994, the third year in a row, I read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I wrote, Thessalonians thought they had missed the second coming. Paul says it can't happen until Antichrist sits in the temple. Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth, the power of the word of God. Why do people perish? Quote, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved, and that's verse 10. And then I wrote, stand firm, hold to the traditions which you were taught. In chapter 2, Paul addresses the very concern the Thessalonians raised about missing the day of the Lord. First, he calms them down. He says, don't be quickly shaken or alarmed by either what you've heard or read. And then he says, let no one deceive you, for that day will not come. And then he describes when and why. So here he's addressing the very issue he's writing about. They have not missed the day of the Lord. In verse 3, Paul refers to the man of lawlessness, who is also referred to in other places as Antichrist. This lawless one has to appear first, before the day of the Lord. And Paul is saying that has not occurred yet. He tells them what this Antichrist will be like. Verse 4, he will exalt himself against every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Paul reminds them that he talked about this with them when he was there, and that the Antichrist cannot reign because there is a restrainer right now, so he cannot reign until the restrainer releases him for his time. My English Standard Version footnote on this about the restrainer says this: scholarly theories on the identity of this restrainer include the Roman Empire Emperor, the Holy Spirit, and the Archangel Michael. I'm going to go with the Holy Spirit. My footnote goes on to say, the restrainer functions to make sure that the man of lawlessness is revealed in his time and not before. So again, I'm going to go with the Holy Spirit on this. I believe the Holy Spirit is restraining the lawless one from taking power and claiming to be God. So praise God for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the restrainer, was promised by Jesus. Go back to chapter 14 of the book of John. He says in verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And dropping down to verse 26, John says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. The promise of this restrainer is again mentioned in Acts chapter 1, starting with verse 6. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. I believe it is the power of the Holy Spirit in our world today that restrains the lawless one, the Antichrist, from assuming power and taking over the temple of God. But let's not be confused. The lawless one is working in our world today. Verse 7 tells us that, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. He just isn't bold enough to proclaim himself as God yet. And Paul warns the Thessalonians, and he warns us that we need to be on guard against the powers of the enemy. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion, so they may believe what is false, in order that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. If you think this refers only to unbelievers, let's think again. Jesus warns us that even the elect can be deceived by the power of delusion of the lawless one. Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 22, says, and if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Yes, let's not cut Satan short. He comes with all power, false signs and wonders, wicked deception, strong delusion. So how do you shield yourself from the enemy's attacks, from these delusions, from wicked deception? Paul tells us right here, love the truth, believe in the truth. Those who refuse to love the truth are the ones that are going to have a problem. And where do we find truth? John 17:17 says, sanctify them in the truth, thy word is truth. So stay in the word, stay close to the word of God. That is always our defense against the attacks of the enemy. Look at verse 13. But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through what? Through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. So when these attacks come, this wicked deception, strong delusion, look at verse 15. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Those letters make up the Bible today. So hang on to the truth, stand firm, hold to the traditions that you're taught through the Scriptures. Father, we thank you for the Scriptures that remind us that the day of the Lord has not yet come, but it will. We thank you for the restrainer, the Holy Spirit, keeping Satan away from his time of proclaiming himself as God. That day will come. If it comes in our day, Lord, may we be strong enough to stand on your truth and not be deceived by the enemy. Thank you for your truth. Your word is truth. Holy Spirit, continue to stir in us a desire for your truth. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.